Think Big, how to believe in yourself, how to overcome enemies of success, such as fear, excusitis, and self-doubt. You'll learn effective confidence-building techniques and how to turn defeats and setbacks into victories. You'll discover how to make your attitudes your allies for achieving success. And David Schwartz will show you how to think and act like a leader. So to start you on your road to success, here is David Schwartz.
Success means many wonderful, positive things. Success means personal prosperity, financial security, a better life for you and your family. Success means finding real happiness and real satisfaction from life. Success, for those with the courage to pursue it, is the goal of life. At the outset, keep in mind that the size of your success is limited only by the size of your thinking. If you think small, with small ideas and small ambitions, then your success in turn will be small. But if you think big and believe in yourself, then your success will also be big. And here's the good news. No matter who you are, or what you are, or where you are right now, you can start thinking big. You can travel the road to big success. In fact, that's what you're doing at this very moment. You are taking your first giant step toward learning and applying the magic of thinking big to your life. Thinking big begins with believing big. You know, one of the greatest pieces of success-building wisdom is found in that biblical quotation that says, "Faith can move mountains." That is the essence of believing big. When you tell yourself, "I'm positive I can," then your attitude, your belief, generates the power, the energy, and the skill to get the job done. Just listen for a moment to these two voices.
That's a really big project. I don't know. I think it's a little bit too broad. The scope is too big for this department. Maybe what we should do is call in an outside consultant on this one.
Wow, this is really great. This kind of assignment is really going to make this department grow. This is what we've really been looking for. We need the challenge to stretch, and I give you my personal guarantee you'll get 150% out of us.
The difference between these two statements is belief. The first voice was a person who didn't believe in himself and who won't take on anything that looks bigger than his own petty view. The second person believed she could do it, and I'll give you my personal guarantee that because she believed she could do it, she got the job done. You see, belief is like a thermostat that regulates what we accomplish in life. Study the person that's just shuffling along down there in the mud of mediocrity. He believes that he's worth very little, and so he receives very little, and he accomplishes very little. His lack of belief in himself shows through in the way he walks, the way he talks, and the way he acts. Unless he can readjust his belief thermostat forward, his image of himself is going to continue to shrink. And since others see in us exactly what we see in ourselves, he will grow smaller in the estimation of the people around him as well. But now look at the person who is advancing forward. This person believes he's worth a great deal, and so he receives a great deal. He believes he can handle big, important, difficult assignments, and so he can, and so he does. In fact, everything the big thinker does, the way he handles himself with people, his thoughts, his viewpoints, all say, here is a professional. Here is an important person.
Your mind is a thought factory. It's a factory that produces thousands of thoughts each day. There are two foremen in charge of your factory. One of them is named Mr. Triumph, and the other is named Mr. Defeat. Mr. Triumph is in charge of manufacturing positive thoughts. He specializes in producing reasons why you can do things, why you're qualified, why you will succeed. Mr. Defeat is in charge of negative thought production. He's your expert on developing reasons why you can't succeed, why you're weak or inadequate. To see how these two foremen work for you,